The time here on Manx Radio is 19 minutes to 11, and welcome to the first of our Sundown Sessions extended local music feature. And in this, you will hear me in conversation with the person who is also going to sing two very specially recorded songs for you. And that's going to be the format for future Sundown Sessions. Great variety of music to share. We've already recorded a number of these sessions, and they're spanning different types of music, different ages of artists, lots and lots of great music for you to enjoy. But tonight the spotlight is on a very talented young lady, Emily Coates, and I first met Emily and her equally talented sister Freya at the Guild some years ago. And they made, I think it was at the time, a little bit of Guild history when they both won, in successive years, the Sheffield Plate. Freya's away studying dance, that's her speciality. Emily is back home after studying in Manchester. She came into the studio, she recorded some music, and we had a chat. We pick up our conversation back in those early days talking about the Guild. This is Emily Coates. We have come a long, long way since you stood on the stage and sang your little socks off at the Guild and won the Sheffield Plate. Some musical waters have flowed under the bridge, haven't they, since then?
They have, yes. It was happy memories, though.
Now we're seeing you on stage. We're seeing your acting ability. Are you having a lot of fun, Emily?
So much fun.
Sunset Boulevard, probably the most recent thing that you have done. And you just nailed that part of the hungry young scriptwriter.
That's so kind of you to say.
Did you enjoy it?
I had the best time. It was a wonderful experience. Just everything about it was just fantastic. It's a great show anyway. But Taylorian Productions, the whole production team were incredible. The director. I mean, if you got to see it, you saw that the set and the costumes, the music, it was just all brilliant. So, yeah.
Well, you did have good building blocks to work with, but at the same time, it's not an easy show, and there's a tremendous amount of emotion in it, very varying emotions, and if you don't get that, then the show doesn't really live, does it?
That's so true. We worked really hard. I mean, everybody in it worked their socks off to really be true to it and just bring everything that we could to the show to kind of keep it alive, make it live and breathe. And I think we achieved that. We did achieve that.
You did. Let's talk now, Emily, about the two songs. Two very, very different songs. Two lovely choices. First of all, tell us about the aria.
Okay, so it's O Mio Bambino Caro by Puccini, who just writes the most beautiful operas, lush and romantic and absolutely gorgeous. I chose it because I'm wanting to push myself to keep singing opera arias. They're always a good thing to do, and this one is just so beautiful, and it's well known as well, so hopefully it's something that people can listen to and think, oh, I love this one.
Oh,
Now, I'm hoping that this is an indication that you are this year, or should I say next year, going in for the special soprano solo class in the Guild.
Well, I am thinking about it. It's something I've always wanted to do. Kind of every year that I've been a part of the Guild, you look up to the people in these classes so much, and I'd go and watch, and then go and watch Cleveland Night, and it's so exciting. I mean, the whole of the Guild is. So yeah, I think this year I'm going to go for it, go for the specials, go for as many classes as I can, really.
And that's the lovely thing about the Guild, that there's such a variety. So hopefully you'll have something from songs from the shows, which leads me very neatly into your other choice, an achingly beautiful song from Ragtime, yeah. In itself a very powerful musical. Mm-hmm. And you've chosen...
It's called Your Daddy's Son. And like you said, it's from Ragtime, which is an American musical. The song is sung by a character called Sarah, who has a bit of a rough time, to be honest. She is a very lower class girl. She ends up having a baby by a man she's not married to, but is deeply in love with. And then he goes off for whatever reasons, he's working around the country, and she doesn't cope. And this song is to her son that she has by this man.
A spell. He could make you love him, for the tune was done. You have your daddy's hands. You are your daddy's son. He never knew that you were on your way. He had other ladies and other tunes to play. When he up and left me, I just stopped and run. Only thing in my head, you are your daddy's son. Hear no music, couldn't see no light. Mama, she was frightened, crazy from the fright. Tears without no comfort, screams without no sound. Only darkness and pain, the blood and the pain. I buried my heart in the ground, in the ground, when I buried you in the ground. Piano that he's playing still. Mama can't forget him, don't suppose I will. God wants no excuses, I have only one. You had your daddy's hands, forgive me. Thank you.
I'm definitely drawn to songs with an emotion that you can latch onto. I love stuff like that. It's something I've been working really hard on actually with my singing teacher, is not just singing a song and singing it well, but feeling it and being true to the emotion. And it's hard. I'm by no means there yet. It's hopefully something that I will keep improving on.
Now, the immediate future is West Side Story, isn't it?
Yes, that's what's next.
Tell us about that.
It's with the Manx Operatic Society, and we've got a wonderful director, Anthony Williams, come over from England to direct it. And everybody loves West Side Story. It's just such a great show. There's so much in it.
I don't want you to give anything away, but is it going to be a fairly traditional presentation of it, or have you got any new takes on it? As I say, I'm not asking you to give any secrets away, but will there be any surprises?
I don't think you can change West Side Story that much. The original is so perfect, the choreography, the music, everything. So you just wouldn't touch the music, that's for sure. But I mean, Anthony's brilliant, bringing his own brilliant choreography. And I mean, that is a challenge for me because I'm by no means a dancer. So he's putting a lot of faith, I guess.
Tell us about your part, Emily.
So I'm a jet girl, Minnie, and so I get some of the really good dance numbers, and then I get to sing Somewhere in the second act.
Which has got to be one of the key songs from the whole show, hasn't it?
It's the most beautiful song. So yeah, I'm really lucky to have that, definitely.
And the leads in West Side Story are?
We have Simon Lynch as Tony, who's just incredible, and Lily Ratnavel as Maria, who again, she's just gorgeous. Everyone just has the best time and really supports each other. It's so nice.
Well, that's the immediate future. Now let's look at Emily Coates, the bigger picture, because you're developing your own teaching career at the moment, aren't you, Emily?
I am. I've started doing some singing, teaching and music theory, basic piano as well, which is really good, really good fun. While I was away at University of Manchester, I did some teaching in primary schools, and so I'm using that to help me along. But yeah, singing, teaching especially is something I've always wanted to do.
Do you find that when you're teaching, you're to some extent learning yourself?
I have learned so much from teaching. And it's funny, all the things that my singing teacher would say to me, little habits that she'd pick up on, I'm now saying to other people, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, it's so obvious now. I probably still do them myself, but it makes you think, it really does.
Well, thank you for the music, Emily. It's been delightful to listen to you. Good luck with the stage work. Good luck with the teaching. Emily Coates, thank you for talking
thank
to us.
Thank you so much.
You had your daddy's hand. Forgive me. You were your daddy's son.
Recorded and engineered by Mark Tiley in the Manx Radio studios. That was the spotlight on Emily Coates in the first ever Sundown session. And I can tell you that is going to be a regular feature here on Sundown as we put the spotlight on an artist. And I can tell you, already recorded and coming up for broadcast in no particular order, Georgia Maddox, Marlene Hendy and Dilys Sowry, Dandy Dancox and Jason Cubbon, to mention but a few. Keep listening. That is going to be the style of local music in weeks to come here on Sundown. My thanks to Emily. Lovely voice. Lovely young lady.